Three-time Wisconsin Sports Writer of the Year, Jason Wilde.
Is there anything anybody loves more than agreeing with Tausch?
Packers Hall of Famer, Mark Tauscher.
I got a hunch this isn't going to be concise either.
Broadcasting live from the Everlight Solar Studio.
I would say that you are pretty easygoing. You're actually probably more easygoing than I am.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
Well, there's no... You're not easygoing at all.
Hey!
On 100.5 ESPN, the ESPN app, and Wisconsin On Demand.
Have a cousin sub of the day. Jesse, how'd you think yesterday went going subless? It's kind of like getting one of those carbless type sandwiches,
yeah,
where they like wrap it in lettuce.
The lettuce wrap special was fantastic yesterday. I thought we did great.
Yeah, I thought it went pretty well, and obviously we had plenty of content from Old Boy checking in on that Digi Only edition. Well, today, this guy does more radio than Paul Harvey did during his lifetime edition. And the back at practice, we'll see if Jordan Love continues to shake off the rust while he cashes his $75 million checks edition. Of Wilde and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee, 100.5 ESPN Madison, 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam. ESPNWisconsin.com, the ESPN app, your Alexa smart speaker. Streaming live video, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube. And, of course, everything you need on WisconsinOnDemand.com and the Wisconsin On Demand app. I'm Jason Wilde in Green Bay. Jesse Nelson is in the Everlight Solar ESPN Madison studios. Mark Tauscher remains on assignment. His buddies from WTMJ said he's out for the rest of the week. If that's accurate, we got some more cousin subs to enlist. He's allegedly coming back Thursday, though, I believe, which gives us two more days of cousin subs and one of the absolute best in the business. I don't know how he does it, frankly. I know he's been doing radio since he was 6 years old, but and most of it for GKB. But he is also, you hear him, every time you turn on ESPN Radio nationally, you hear this guy. Because he's that good. I didn't realize that you were going to be doing this until, I mean, I knew, but I'd forgotten.
Sure.
I didn't know that. Yeah. Until I talked to you today on a Dude Tuesday on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. It is the incomparable Gabe Neitzel as our cousin sub of the day.
And now you know the rest of the story.
Indeed, that's very much you. You have to have logged as many radio on-air minutes as he had during his like 70-year career. How you doing? You segue right from your show into this show. Are you filling in on Greeny next? What do you got?
No Greeny today, because and for those who don't know, because this has definitely confused people before, where I have like filled in for Greeny. That show actually is aired live on the network between 9 and 11 a.m. Central Time.
Yeah.
And then we replay it from noon to 2 on ESPN Wisconsin in Milwaukee and Madison. So, like, I have gotten out of here and gotten on a golf course, and, like, a buddy of mine just looks at me and goes, wait a minute, you're just on the radio. How are you here? You still have, like, an hour left of that show. No, I already did that. It's already done. So what's nice about this, I didn't have to switch studios. When I do Greeny, I've got to slide over. I didn't have to move today. I'm just in the same chair as I was for Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Well, did you bring a lot of good quality topics from your time with Chewy, or does Chewy's brand of radio not really translate?
Chewy's one, as you know, working with somebody who's probably similar in Mark Tauscher, it's a one-of-one situation. Like, he came up, so Tuesday is our power rankings day, and he came up with his own, but not really own, power rankings list, where he wanted the top 10 high school movies, like movies about high school sports, of all time. But he edited a list that he found to more accurately represent some of the movies that he liked. Mm. And there were some movies on there that I had never heard of. He had taken Coach Carter off the list, which is a movie I had heard of and have actually seen. So it was a bleep show. But again, we made it work because Chewy's Chewy.
Jesse, I interrupted you. You were about to say something there.
I want to know if Gabe listens to himself. When you're on Greeny and you're on a delay, do you like check the film session after you're done and then like take a lunch break and just sit there and listen back and be like, that was pretty good. Oh yeah. Hembo and I crushed it there.
No, do not. I absolutely do not. And like, you get used to yourself. Like, if you hear yourself do a radio spot or something, you know, like a commercial, Jason, you know, for Associated Bank, you hear your spot back. Like, there's a certain amount of that you get used to because I'm listening to the station, but I will actually try to avoid listening to the station if I'm in my car between noon and two after I had already done Greeny. Like, I just, that's still weird to me. It, like, listening back to a show that you've already done.
Yeah, Jesse, would you listen to yourself?
Every now and then I'm in a similar situation. You know, we have some recorded programming that runs here on ESPN Madison that I'll host for the evenings. And if I'm driving around, I'll hear it come back from Brave. Oh, hey, look at that. Look who's on. And yeah, I'll listen to
this
it.
This guy's great.
I'll listen to it for a few minutes and say,
we should hire this guy. This guy deserves a raise.
Yeah, well, I kind of nailed that intro there. It was pretty good. Yeah.
Do you listen with a critical ear also, though? Like, oh, man, that was terrible.
Yeah, I haven't experienced that yet, though.
Oh, okay.
Knew that was coming. You had to have seen that coming.
I did. I just wanted to see how he would handle it, and he handled it exactly as I anticipated. All right, well, we're excited to have you, Gabe. So you don't feel like you've emptied the tank, because dealing with Chewy is a totally different animal than dealing with me. I am curious, though, if Jesse's irritated that you guys do Power Rankings Tuesday when he believes himself to be the inventor of Power Rankings Tuesday.
You guys
sounds like a little
us.
Plagiarism.
You guys stole it from us.
Jesse, is that true?
I think we all stole it from ESPN releasing its Power Rankings on Tuesday. And so
yeah, our show's on before yours, kinda, so you clearly stole it from us. You guys are just copying what we do and
longer.
Just doing it later.
Well, yeah, our show has existed longer, Jesse.
This
well
show
said.
Got to a second producer before your show had one.
It's fair. I guess that's fair.
And we might be on our way to our third.
Yeah.
Pretty quickly. Very soon. Like. Yeah.
So we've got a lot planned today. I did, you know, and Gabe, I don't know what you had going on Friday night, but you and Strofe did a fabulous show on Saturday then that I joined before I went to Jordan Love's first practice. But it was, like, I always thought of the Friday news dump as you're trying to bury bad news. And instead,
sure,
the Packers and Jordan Love reached their agreement on the 4-year, $220 million extension, $155 million guaranteed, including a $75 million signing bonus. And Adam Schefter, I think, broke the news at 8:03 as I was walking the dogs. And so I didn't get to talk to you on our breaking news coverage, but it feels like he did a press conference then on Saturday, and it was after practice, and you know, you guys had already done your show. And so it almost feels like this great press conference where I thought he was really introspective about some things, unlike he had been previously. It felt like it just sort of went off into the ether. Like, we didn't play a whole lot of clips from it yesterday. Maybe you guys did. But, like, it was just such a weird timing from an actual, like, coverage of a huge story. Did you feel the same way?
Yeah, and maybe that was by design because, I mean, they certainly still talk about the Packers on, you know, shows like Get Up and First Take, and Jordan Love has been a topic of conversation just because the Packers are always a team that people are interested in. And as they went through the transition, they clearly were up there. But I think this, again, it feels like it was almost by design where they could have a lot of this news get buried. And by the time Monday rolled around, so many other things were worth talking about because teams are in training camps. We have the first actual preseason game coming up on Thursday that people seem to be kind of excited about. I'm not sure. People keep telling me they're excited, and then I tell them that the Texans are resting everybody, and then they get less excited. But it almost felt like it was by design of, okay, we can do this. We can do this on a Saturday, get it out of the way, and get back to whatever we want to get back to in terms of our development of our, you know, brand of what we want this training camp to be.
So I am curious, though, and I don't know. Have you done any national shows between Friday night and right now?
Yeah, I did. I was on Saturday, and then I was on Sunday as well.
So give me an idea of, I mean, because you're a national guy, as opposed to me, I don't really care that the Texans are resting everybody, nor do I need to know, nor do I want to know, frankly.
Well, if you're tuning into the game on Thursday, it's worth knowing, Jason. If you were expecting to tune in on Thursday night for the Hall of Fame game and see, you go, okay, let's watch C.J. Stroud throw some darts to Stephon Diggs, that ain't happening on Thursday.
Yeah, I'll be busy. I'll be at the ESPN Wisconsin Fantasy Football Draft. I'll be focused on putting together a team, or maybe not, but certainly talking football with our fans. So juxtapose for me then, because as Jesse points out, you are uniquely qualified for this. Juxtapose for me the local view of the Jordan Love extension and the national view of the Jordan Love extension.
I think it they kind of marry together where, and maybe because we've talked about this for so long this offseason, because we knew an extension had to be done, we knew an extension was coming, and we kind of knew what the numbers were going to ultimately be. Maybe the guaranteed numbers are a little bit different, or the years of the contract are a little different, but everybody kind of knew once that Trevor Lawrence deal was done what this was going to be. And I feel that, at least locally, there's a little bit more nervousness around the deal. Whereas nationally, it seems like, especially when you have people like Evan Cohen and Chris Canty and Ryan Clark going out there and singing the praises of Jordan Love, I think locally, and this is probably, I think, true of every time we talk about the Packers locally versus nationally, there's a little more hand-wringing, there's a little more, oh, well, I don't know, because we're so familiar with the team, we're more familiar with the team's warts. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And because, you know, Jordan Love is getting a contract after having a good second half of the season, he's now one of the highest paid players in NFL history because of that. And mm-hmm. I think there's a little bit of nervousness, more so locally, about, all right, I hope he can live up to this deal. I hope he can, you know, really kind of follow that up, because this league is littered, Jason, with guys who have had one really good season and haven't been able to fill up, you know, live up to it. You know, the more recent examples would be somebody like Baker Mayfield, who took the Cleveland Browns to a playoff appearance and obviously has bounced around since then. Maybe he's found a home now in Tampa. Carson Wentz, who was in the MVP conversation before he got hurt the year the Eagles won the Super Bowl and then fell off drastically, and now he's just mm-hmm. a backup in the league. So there are plenty of players who have done what Jordan Love has done and then even got paid. Like Carson Wentz got paid. Now, the thing I guess I would tell you, if you're a little nervous about that, let's say Jordan Love's not the guy. The Eagles seem to have recovered quite nicely from not having Carson Wentz. Like, the Packers gave themselves outs in this deal, and that's what my guess is they wanted to do the most. They wanted to be able to protect themselves, and that's exactly what they did. And they can move on relatively easy from this deal in 3 years if Jordan Love isn't the guy.
Do you think, you mentioned the Eagles. Well, now there's Jalen Hurts, right? And I saw during the Olympic coverage on NBC, they're touting the back-to-back games Thursday, Friday to start the season on NBC and Peacock. And I do love the graphic that says Love Hurts, because I'm certainly a fan of 80s music. But my, you know, let's be honest, Jalen Hurts was not as good last year as he had been the previous year. I'm not saying that he was bad, and if you look at his numbers, they weren't terrible, but he set a standard, and he was not at that same standard during the second half of last season, kind of the opposite of Love, right? They got off to a fast start, stumbled down the stretch. He was not great, and they end up punching out in the first round of the playoffs too. So I don't know if it's just we're hardwired or so conditioned to be a little leery. And again, I don't know who you're talking to, because I'll be honest, the most of the Packers fans that I'm encountering or hearing from, most of them are just Jordan Love's going to be just as good as Aaron Rodgers, and we're so lucky. And I have not sensed the same level of consternation among Packers fans that maybe you have.
And again, I don't think it's a huge number, Jason, but you know, just seeing some of the texts on our talking text line, or we put out the poll, and I understand we don't get, you know, the Jason Wilde numbers in terms of people coming out to the polls.
Well, who does?
But I mean, yeah, again, who amongst us does? But in the poll that we put out yesterday on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy on Twitter, are you nervous about Jordan Love living up to the expectations after signing his big extension with the Packers? 61.5% said no, he's the guy, but still 38.5% are a little bit nervous about it. And so Alex Stroph, who is as positive of a Packers fan as I know.
Oh, is he ever.
It just seemed like he was a little, when I did the show with him on Saturday, he was like, it's a lot of money, and I think I believe in Love, but there's just a little bit of that nervousness. And I think that comes from Brett Favre was as sure of a thing from 1995 until he left in 2007. And Aaron Rodgers became as sure of a thing from 2010 all the way up until he leaves in 2022. So there was just not very many years in there, Jason, since 1995 of Packers fans being uneasy about the quarterback. So I think there's still a little, okay, we think he's good, but what if he's not going on in Packers fans? And to ease that, Some of those recent, you brought up Jalen Hurts. And Jalen Hurts, I think, was still really good last year. The problem for him, the turnover numbers were up. He scored more touchdowns rushing and passing last year than he did when he finished second in the MVP voting. He just turned the ball over a heck of a lot more. And then there was somebody else who had a really good second half of the season last year, even won comeback player of the year in Joe Flacco for the Cleveland Browns. But even as that was happening, you could kind of tell it was a hot streak. Because Flacco was throwing the ball up, and it was 50-50 balls, and the Browns were coming down with him, but he was still turning the ball over. He just made enough big plays to overcome a lot of that. For me, watching Jordan Love, and in fairness, obviously I've watched Love a lot more closely than a Jalen Hurts or a Joe Flacco. He just seemed in so much command of the offense up until the last quarter and a half, where he, you know, had two not great interceptions against San Francisco. And I think you could chalk that up to not being in that situation before. And over the last eight games, he was just in so much command of the offense. Like when Matt LaFleur talks about the play he checked out of and throws a touchdown pass to Dontavian Wicks in the Cowboys game, he wasn't turning the ball over. He wasn't putting the ball in harm's way. Yeah, there were a couple 50-50 balls, like when I think of them deciding to be aggressive and going out against Kansas City, against Detroit, and wanting to, okay, we need explosive plays, let's go ahead and go after this one and get it right away. But he wasn't putting the ball in harm's way and was still making the big plays. And that's what gives me faith that Jordan Love is going to live up to this contract.
All right, so what was the poll? Give me that poll question again, because now we're going to poll it, and we're going to take some calls on it, because I want to take the temperature of Packers fans, because, you know, I always say that, you know, they are not a homogeneous group. There are differences of opinion. There are differences in how confident you are. There are differences in who your favorite player is. So I hate it when we tend to paint fan bases with one broad brush, because I do think it's more nuanced than that. And as you pointed out with the poll results that you guys got, with, you know, the limited number of votes it received, while it was definitely a clear majority, it was not like a canyon, as Tausch likes to call it, where there's 1 or 2% that are questioning on that side. So phrase the question for me again.
Are you nervous about Jordan Love living up to expectations after signing his big extension with the Packers? That is the poll we put in the field yesterday on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Are we really just going to do the exact same poll?
Yeah, we are. And we're going to take
it's
calls,
power
too.
Rankings all over again.
if they're going to steal our ideas, we're going to steal theirs. No, I do want to do the poll, but I'll be honest. I also want people. It's for me, it's deeper than just the poll question. it's trying to understand the thought process of fans. Because, again, I'm surprised, frankly, Gabe, that you got as many yes, I'm nervous answers in that poll question.
Yeah.
That's higher than I would have expected. And, you know, I do feel, and you guys know this, you know, I do feel, and certainly I felt it last year, but I saw somebody, I don't know who this was, put together like a compilation of all the doubters saying things about Jordan Love.
Doubters!
Yeah. Domofsky was on it at one point talking about how Jordan Love had looked early in camp last year. Or throughout camp, frankly. And what bothered me about that is Rob accurately depicted what we saw with our own eyes.
That's not doubting. That's reporting what actually happened. There's a right. difference between going, oh, I think this guy stinks, versus this guy did not have a very good day at camp. That's not hating on someone. That's accurately reporting the information.
Right, and his completion percentage hovered around 50% all camp and 11-on-11. Now, granted, He was a first-year starter. He was surrounded by a bunch of draft picks and second-year guys at wide receiver and tight end. Like, there were extenuating circumstances, but what Rob reported on television that they used the clip of in this montage was accurate. I was there. I saw it, too. And so, and that what bothers me is that if you point out to a large swath of Packers fans, if you point out some of the less than glowing aspects of his career arc, then you're a hater. You don't want him to succeed. There's plenty of folks who have been comparing him to Mahomes and, you know, increasing that narrative from the very beginning. I was not in that group because I watched practices. And that was why you and I agreed about the revisionist history from Goody on Saturday morning, that there were all these wow throws the first 2 years. There just weren't. And what irritates me about people who act as if this was preordained is that it takes away the credit that Jordan Love richly deserves for busting his ass to become the player he is. Like, this is not just, oh, I'm really good and I've been good from the very beginning and I didn't have to work for this. I just had to wait to play. That is not what has happened here.
Things were teetering at 2-5 last year.
Yes.
They were teetering. Like, they were, again, it wasn't a majority of, but there were fans who were texting our show, calling into our show going, oh, at what point do we take a look at Sean Clifford? Because I don't know if Jordan's the guy. We got to figure out if we have the guy on our roster. And then, you know, Matt LaFleur lets it rip and Jordan Love lets it rip. And now the rest is history because Jordan just signed the big deal. But at 2-5 last year, and heck, even at 3-5, because that Rams game wasn't very good.
No.
Like, the Rams game was terrible.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, there's a lot of revisionist history there that this was preordained because there was a lot of hand-wringing going on as this team struggled their way through the first half of the season.
All right, we're going to put this poll in the field, but I do want to take calls on this because I think, if you are brimming with confidence in him, you have every right to be because you saw how good he's capable of being. If you are nervous, I would like to know why, because what I have seen from him, I don't think we will see him go back to who he was before. I think he...
But also, Jason, that doesn't mean he's not going to have a bad game here and there because he's going to.
Yeah,
he's going to.
Everyone does. Yeah, Aaron Rodgers did. Brett Favre had 6 interception games from time to time. But generally speaking, even the great ones have games where the defense has their number. And I've said repeatedly, I really want to see how defenses approach him differently this year because they do have a library of film now on him, which they did not have a year ago. All right, I want to get to calls. 844-770-3776. 844-770-3776. Completely plagiarizing the Jen, Gabe, and Chewy poll question. Are you nervous about Jordan Love living up to the expectations after signing his big extension with the Packers? 844-770-3776. We will take your calls and texts. Here is Tausch telling us about something he's never nervous about, and that is Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. More with Gabe Neitzel, our cousin sub of the day, next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
ESPN Wisconsin's Mark Tauscher here for Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. And now is the time for a bad dad joke.
What did the window say when it was arrested? I was framed.
All right. Well, dad jokes aside, my mind is on windows because Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin has a fantastic deal going on right now. Pay as low as $18 per window and $81 per patio door per month. Pella completes the installation with no mess, no hassle, and no bad dad jokes, leaving nothing but perfect results behind. Certain restrictions do apply. This offer ends on July 31st. Visit PellaWI.com today to get started.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
The plagiarized poll question is in the field. Hey, imitation, sincerest form of flattery, bro. We just think the world of Gabe. 844-770-3776. The poll question is this. Flat out stealing the poll Gabe Neitzel did on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy yesterday, because I am very curious to see how our fans feel. Are you nervous about Jordan Love living up to expectations after signing his big extension with the Packers? We have 13 votes in the first 10 seconds. 53.8%, no, not nervous at all. 46.2%, yes, a little nervous. Now, that's pretty early, 13 votes. Let's see how that holds up and see how those numbers change. And let's go to the phones, because we got a ton of calls already. I'm excited to see that. 844-770-3776. If you're on hold, stay there, because we're only going to get to one before the break. Let's talk to Brandon in Tulsa first. Brandon, good morning. How you doing today, bud?
Hey, guys. I'm doing great. Been a while since I've called in. I hope everybody had a good spring and summer.
Where the hell have you been? Everything okay?
Oh, you know, I'm great. It's been running trains across the country and trying to get this economy back to somewhat normal. You know, doing my part.
Thank you for your service.
I called in because it's funny. I was just rewatching the Green Bay Dallas game, and I turned the streaming on and I heard your guys' topic, and I am not nervous about Jordan at all. I was rewatching and the plays he made, not just in that game, but the last half of the season, all the years of sitting and learning behind, you know, Rodgers, it really just kind of came to fruition. And the talent that Goody saw when he drafted him obviously was there. So I've seen Jordan step onto that big stage and perform. My expectation is that he will win a Super Bowl in his tenure with Green Bay. So fully confident in his ability to do that. Who I'm nervous about, and it's because I was watching that game, is Matt LaFleur. I feel like Matt has tendencies as a coach that scare me, and now he's got his team. He's got his defense, hopefully, figured out. They've got enough first-round picks. They've got a new coach who's going to be aggressive. He's got a ton of talent on the offensive side of the ball, and he's finally got QB stabilization with no drama. Is he going to learn? Because, Jason, you made a big deal about him practicing in the rain. You couldn't believe it. Oh, my gosh, what are they doing? I almost wonder if that Dallas game gave him nightmares. You remember when he pulled all the starters out and it seemed like in 28 seconds Dallas scored 3 touchdowns? I was rewatching that game and I'm like, oh, my God, I remember how stressful that was. Is Matt, like, finally saying, okay, I'm not worried about Jordan. I'm worried about me. I'm going to be on the gas until it's absolutely – clear to me that I don't have to be. Maybe that's why he had them practice in the rain. He's done bubble wrapping these guys the millisecond he can, and he's like, it's time to go. So that's who I'm nervous about this season. Is that going to, like, learn from his bad habits and tendencies, or is he still going to be that, hum-ho, conservative guy that sometimes doesn't pay off? That's my biggest concern going into the year. He's a great play caller. I love his attitude as far as a leader, but between the two, fully confident in Jordan, zero worries. I'm more worried about Matt LaFleur. Is he going to be good enough of a coach to take us to a Super Bowl and win?
Wow, so that's interesting. And Gabe, I want to get your thoughts on that. Thanks for the call, Brandon. We're glad to have you back. I guess, first of all, like, I believe, and this is not a knock on Jordan Love, I think this is just trying to be honest in my view, I think Jordan Love is in the perfect system for him. Like, mm-hmm. I think it, you know, he's not quite as, at this point in his career, certainly can change, and we've certainly seen his accuracy improve throughout the course of his 4+ seasons now. But, like, he's in a system where guys are schemed open, certainly better than the Mike McCarthy system did that, right? And so I think he's in a great system for him to succeed, and that's Matt LaFleur's system. Now, in terms of taking his foot off the gas, I don't know if LaFleur's got a track record of doing that. I guess that doesn't really resonate with me. Certainly in that game, he put Sean Clifford in for 3 plays, but you know, I thought that was more the fact that he had a crappy defensive coordinator who
They were up 48-16. Like, I'm not worried about anything that happened in the second half of the fourth quarter in that game. Like, they were up 48-16. He was supposed to keep his starters in. When you're up 48-16, you're winning a playoff game, Jason.
Well,
by 32 points.
And then he did, right? I mean, then he takes Clifford out, and then Love finishes the game. Like, those were the only 3 snaps Clifford played. Like, it did get, I understand from a fan perspective, it got a little closer for comfort than you would like. It reminded me of that game where they were beating Favre in, like, 2010 at Lambeau, and then suddenly it got close at the end, and there was like that throw to Harvin in the end zone where he was out of bounds, but he was awfully close to catching another touchdown, and it did have that vibe to it. So I get where Brandon's coming from. Look, I think Matt LaFleur is underrated, and I think that Jordan Love owes a portion, not a large portion, but a portion of his success to being in the right system, in addition to him waiting for his time to shine and that allowing him to develop. All right, we'll get to more calls. 844-770-3776, 844-770-3776. That's one number you need to know. The other number you need to know, hopefully you never have to call it, is the number for Gruber Law Offices. One call, that's all. 414-276-6666, 414-276-6666. You've heard that number a million times. You know that one call, that's all, is what David says. But learn more about Gruber Law Offices by going to gruber-law.com. Find out more about David's history and the history of the firm, all the great lawyers that are there, but also everything they do throughout our communities. They are extremely involved in our community. So again, gruber-law.com. More of your calls, and we'll check in on the poll question next with Gabe Neitzel as our cousin sub of the day. It's Wilde and Tausch.
Say, hey, I'll be gone today, but I'll be back home around the way. It seems like everywhere I move, the more I see, the less I know. But I know one thing, that I love you. I love you.
We'll get to more of your calls in a second.
I love you.
Update on the poll results as of right now. 221 votes in after 12 minutes. Are you nervous about Jordan Love living up to expectations after signing his big extension with the Packers? No, not nervous at all. 62.9%. Yes, a little nervous. 37.1%. That would appear, Gabe, to be right in line with the numbers that you said you guys received when you polled this exact word-for-word question.
Yeah, and again, not that shocking, just because I think there is a little apprehension. While I think there is a lot of excitement around the final 8 games, even within that, you know, you had the Giants game in there. And when you think about the last throw we had of the season, it was an interception. It was a bad interception. It's an interception I dismiss because I think that's a young guy or an inexperienced guy trying to make a play in the biggest game of his life. And I think it's something he is going to learn and grow from, because he has literally learned and grown from every situation he's been in so far. So I dismiss it, but not everybody's willing to dismiss it.
Kevin responded to the poll question: everyone should be very excited and be somewhat nervous about Jordan Love. We need to see him play at a high level for an entire season to be able to take the nervousness out. And then Ned, who is very loyal to the show, but Ned's a little bit of a negative Ned, quite frankly. yes, I'm very nervous. Not sold on his accuracy and decision-making. He had two throws back across the middle against San Francisco that caused the loss. He got away with one on a touchdown earlier in the year. Yeah, look, I don't think we should be crowning him as the next in the Hall of Fame lineage. I do think he's the real deal. I don't think he is a poser. And I think there's going to be some growing pain still, because he's still a young starter. But I don't also think we're going to see a regression.
Ned, if you're nervous about throws going back over the middle, guess what? You're going to see more. Because even though it is, I know it's most quarterback coaches are like, hey, this is something you never want to do. Never throw late and back over the middle. But guess what all the really good quarterbacks do? Guess what Brett did? Guess what Aaron did? Guess what Patrick Mahomes does? When he's rolling right, throws back over the middle. It's throws that these guys take on because they think the risk is worth the reward. And more often than not, the higher and upper echelon quarterbacks are able to get away with it.
Right. They're able to make the throw. That's fair. It did not happen, though, to Ned's point, against the 49ers. Let's get to some more calls. Let's start with Patrick in Sussex, 844-770-3776. Patrick, are you nervous or not?
Yes. I think the numbers on these polls are very representative of how, you know, probably the average Packer fan feels. And I'm not, let's put a frame on this too. And, you know, nobody worth listening to is out there saying, yeah, this guy stinks, he's never going to be any good. And likewise, nobody should be saying he's going to be the next Hall of Fame quarterback from the Green Bay Packers. But I am not concerned and I'm not nervous about Jordan Love's career. I'm maybe a little bit nervous. I'd say 70% excited, 30% nervous, just about this season, because the league, the word's out. The league's going to adjust. It's going to be harder for him this year. That's why the sophomore slump is a real thing. Now, does that mean that I don't think we're a playoff team? Absolutely. We are 100% a playoff team. If we don't make the playoffs and if we don't make it deep into the playoffs, it's a disappointing season. But is there going to be some adjustments coming out of the gate? Probably. Is he going to have more fierce competition to start the season? Yeah, because he's got a target on his back now. But I think that 60-40, 70-30 range of are you worried? No. Are you nervous? Yes. That's 100% where I'm at.
Yeah, and I love the point you made about not just the target, but the fact that these teams now have a better idea of who he is. Gabe, that is the, if I were to say there's a reason that it's not even skepticism. And thanks for the call, Patrick, because it was a really good call. It's not skepticism. It's not doubt. It's more maybe tamping down my expectations for this season slightly. It's because I think defensive coordinators in this league are smart guys. And when you give them 19 games of film of a player who they previously had little to no film of, they're going to have a better idea of how to defend him. Now, are they going to be able to shut him down completely? No, but they're going to make it more difficult for him. And that's what makes the great players great, right? Is that then when teams start to figure out what they do well, they find other things to do well to counteract it.
Yeah, and I mean, it's about the offseason, right? Because there are 18 games of film out there, and Dan Quinn's a pretty good defensive coordinator, so much so that he got a head coaching job this offseason, and Jordan Love lit him up. But it's having the entire offseason to have the time to even have more time to dissect everything, and that's going to be something I guarantee. The teams that are early on the schedule, the Eagles, the Titans, like these are the teams that are going to be coming up with the different looks that are going to try to they're going to use to try to confuse Jordan early.
Let's keep going with the calls. 844-770-3776. Let's go to John in Madison. John, good morning. Thanks for holding. What are you thinking?
Morning, guys. I wanted to tell you my perspective because it's kind of different in terms of, like, I've been a Packer fan all my life and whatnot, but this past season, I only was able to basically use talk radio. I watched the first game against the Bears, which was awesome, and I caught, like, one other game in the midseason. So I sat there and I listened to all these fans and, you know, talk folk go on and on about the quarterback. And I would see highlights on the weekends. But, you guys, it's just amazing. The way that people just gave up on him, I don't know which week it was. You guys kind of seem to know better. And as a fan just sitting there listening to it on the radio and not really watching much of it, you know, it's a different perspective, and I still haven't seen much of him. I didn't see any of the playoffs either, which I'd love to see. I haven't seen the replays either. But it's like, my gosh, Packer fans just are crazy sometimes, and I bet I'm one of them. So that's kind of my perspective. I'm not worried. You guys think about it. What position would we prefer to be in? Would we rather be a Bear fan, drafting some guy, number one or whatever, hoping he's some godsend as opposed to the situation we're in? Absolutely not. There's no way you can avoid anxiety at some level. And we have – the only way we could improve on what we have is if we would have signed him last year. And Packer fans would have been sitting there going, oh, we paid him too much. We paid him $37 million. We're crazy. So you really can't avoid it. So, you know, that's my two bits, you guys.
All right, John, let me, before you go, interesting perspective, no doubt about it. And I think that – you know, I would put what we did on this show and what Gabe does up against anybody. I mean, we called it like we saw it. And when he was struggling, he was struggling. And when he was playing great. And we said that. I don't know how you can call, though, and not have me ask, why were you relying on sports talk radio? And why have you not been able to see any of the games? Were you on some sort of retreats? What, I'm fascinated by your situation.
The TV broke?
Yeah, that's the thing. You guys wouldn't believe it. It's related to work. Right now I'm on Park Street. I work for a construction company here in town, and my hours are crazy. And when I was able to get to see a game, my brother, this and that, we're in Sun Prairie. You know, it was odd. But that Bear game, oh, my gosh, was that great. Where at halftime I put like $10 on them. But, hey, you guys, it was just so crazy. But this year I'll be catching all the games.
Okay, good, because otherwise I'll send you my NFL Plus password. All right, John, we appreciate your call. Thanks. Crazy to not be able to watch, because I, as you know, Gabe, I looked at last season going in. I said, this is going to be the most fascinating season.
Oh, yeah.
That I've ever covered. And it did not, like, for all my expectations about how fascinating it was, it still exceeded how fascinating it could be because of the way it finished, the way it... How bad?
Because of the roller coaster.
Yeah, it was literally like how it started, how it's going, or whatever. Like, you know, those memes?
Yeah, yeah.
It could not have been more different the way that season went. I don't think there's anything wrong with having a healthy dose of, okay, I think he's really good, but I'm not all the way there of, oh, my God, he's the next – Brett Favre, Aaron Rodgers. I think that's an okay position for a Packers fan to have. I don't think there's anything wrong with it. And it's not a dig on Jordan, because Jordan would tell you he's got a lot more to prove before he's having that conversation as well. We'll get to more of your calls. 844-770-3776. Gabe Neitzel is our cousin sub of the day. Cousin subs, we believe in better. It's Wilde and Tausch.
Wisconsin's all-time sack leader is finally a Hall of Famer.
Dollar led the big can, always revved up to come off that corner.
Congratulations to ESPN Madison's Tarek Saleh, proud member of the UW Athletic Hall of Fame class of 2024.
Start walking.
LaFleur is at the podium inside the Lambeau Field Media Auditorium. Says that Marshawn Lloyd, their third-round pick, the running back from USC, will start practicing today doing individual work. He's not ready for team drills yet. Also with some high praise for Eric Stokes, saying he looks like the guy that we thought he was. Good timing. I was able to watch some of his presser while we were in the commercial break. But Eric Stokes is still competing for that starting job, he added, because Carrington Valentine is also having a good camp. Gabe, before we get back to calls, you know that old saying about never having enough corners? They got a lot of Corey Ballantyne. Kalen King had a pick six the other day. Like, they're pretty well stocked at a position where you want to be well stocked.
And I think this is kind of playing out the way they were hoping it would, where Stokes can still go out there, win this starting job, and, you know, then you still have the depth of the Valentine and Ballantyne and having all these different guys, because there were different points during this offseason, Jason, where we were wondering what would happen if Stokes didn't win this job with no fifth-year option. Mm-hmm. What do they do with him? What does it end up? Is he going to be okay if he's a backup? So him going out there and looking like this is a good thing and a good problem to have for the Green Bay Packers.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And again, we'll see. We are only a week in, so this is the time of the year where everybody's great. You're very excited about where things are at, but there will be some separation that will occur. Let's keep going with the calls. 844-770-3776. Let's get to Brandon in a semi heading to Reeseville. Reeseville, that's where they make Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, am I right? Brandon, good morning. How are you?
I am good. How are you guys?
We're great. Are you nervous or no?
I am not. Because I look back at the history of what Green Bay has done with quarterbacks. They drafted Aaron Rodgers when they got rid of Brett Favre, and it was Aaron Rodgers' turn to start. I remember everybody saying, man, why'd we get rid of Brett Favre? He was coming off a good year. I don't think Aaron Rodgers is the guy. A couple years later, we win the Super Bowl. Now you got people saying the same thing about Jordan Love. Well, guess what? He sat behind another Hall of Famer. He looked great the second half of the season. That loss against San Francisco and that Dallas comeback, if you want to call it that, wasn't his fault. That was the defense, which, in my opinion, last year, played too soft. There was no aggressiveness. Once they got a lead, it's like, okay, let's try to protect that lead. Let's not keep our foot on the gas. So I am not worried. I think he's going to be a great quarterback. That's all I really have to say on that.
Yeah, good call, Brandon. I would say this, and Gabe, he threw two interceptions. I mean, he was part of the equation, Jordan Love was, in them losing that game. He had the ball in his hands, down three, with a little under a minute left on first down, and he threw a bad pick. And like you said, he had not been in that situation before. You learn from those situations. I would anticipate if he's in that same position against that same team at the same level of the playoffs this in January, he's not going to make that mistake. But, you know, he does. I don't think Jordan needs us to absolve him of any wrongdoing in the 49ers loss. He had a hand in it. He did. So did Anders Carlson. So did Joe Barry in the defense. All those people did. But, you know, again, he had a hand in it too. And I don't think there's anything wrong with saying that.
No, I don't think there's anything wrong with saying that either. And when you take a look at Jordan Love and the Packers from last season, I don't want to say we necessarily handled him with kid gloves, but I think that there was a curve that we, you know, allowed him to operate in as a first year starting NFL quarterback. And to that point, I think that we dismissed the interception, right? He throws that same interception, Jason, this year. If that's how the Packers season ends on first down, as he's trying to lead a 2-minute drill at the end of a game, and he throws a bad interception like that, not a tipped ball that gets in somebody grabs, a bad interception like that, we're going to be a lot more critical. We're going to be a lot more critical of him and the team if that happens again this year. That's the expectations of the contract, and that's the building on expectations that they set last year. And that's the one thing I'm curious about as a fan this year is how I'm going to feel as this season rolls on. Because I know I wasn't alone. Josh DiMaggio, who produces Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, had brought this up during the run last year. Last year was about as fun as it could be for a Packers fan. Because the and again, this is like first world NFL team problems. Like when your team has expectations, sometimes the regular season can be a little slog-like. You're like, okay, Aaron Rodgers, your quarterback. You know you're going to be in the playoffs. Really the only thing that matters in the playoffs. But there was just such mystery surrounding the team last year, being as young as they were, knowing as little as we did, and not having any expectations for Jordan Love. When they get hot and go on a run like that and then do what they did to the Dallas Cowboys, like that's just so unexpected and so much more fun. But now that expectations are starting to come in with this team because so many people want to put them on their short list of teams that can win the Super Bowl, it becomes a little less fun. I mean, when they're winning, it's certainly fun, but it's just not as great of a ride. It's harder to enjoy that ride that you're on like we were able to last year.
We'll continue this conversation. If you're on hold, stay there. We'll get to you at the top of the 10 o'clock hour. If you're thinking about calling in or texting in, 844-770-3776, 844-770-3776.
Do we go to the YouTube comments
again? I was just about to ask you, are you monitoring those? Are they being mean to you again?
If I have to, I will go look at the YouTube comments, but I'd like to leave the bleacher bums kind of over there doing their own thing in the comment sections.
It's like Lord of the Flies in there. All right, we will get to some of your thoughts when we kick off the 10 o'clock hour. The Packers will start practice at 10:30, so they'll be down at Ray Nitschke Field. We'll have some updates from there a little bit later in the program. The 10 o'clock hour of Wilde and Tausch with Gabe Deitzel as our cousin sub of the day starts in 2 minutes, so stick around.
Don't go anywhere. Another hour of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, is coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin, the ESPN app, and Wisconsin On Demand.